This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 17th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you find Quest worthy. If you do put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an update on a Netflix series. Capcom is coming out with another game, and we got some PlayStation stuff too. But we will begin today with Nvidia, because according to Eurogamer, they did reveal a DLSS, an AI upscaled graphic filter, and it got mocked a lot. So Nvidia is still making some investments with AI, with the DLSS-5, which is an AI-powered breakthrough. This is a quote, by the way, in visual fidelity for games, end quote. Now, Nvidia shared a look at the early footage, and which they posted on YouTube. So if you're dreaming about the day when Bethesda's NPC would become some stuff with some demons, well, the day has now come. And they used the Resident Evil's Requiem, Grace, in the video. And that's where they applied the DLSS-5 filter, where it did enlarge her lips and gave her more makeup and airbrushed away what you could assume is the original version of the developer. And the new filter even managed to make Leon S. Kennedy, according to Eurogamer, look bad as well. Jensen Huang did offer a statement about this. Quote, 25 years after NVIDIA invented the programmable shader, we are reinventing computer graphics once again. He's the head of NVIDIA, end quote. Now, if you remember Todd Howard, and we'll get to Starfield a little bit later on in the show, was also against AI as well. But there were some other reactions from Capcom's John Takuji, the exit producer and exit of corporate officer, who did report that it was okay to overwrite the creative direction of developers just to help players, quote, become even more immersed in the world of Resident Evil, end quote. And the DLSS on and off format became a meme over social media, where some of the developers were embracing it. Jim Trinka, one of the former Eurogamer video makers, said, quote, make every game look like a bunch of artless idiots from Nexus Mods have had a go at it, end quote. Now, right now, NVIDIA is running damage control on the comments section of its official reveal, saying that the, quote, game developers have full detailed artistic control over DLSS-5 effects to ensure they maintain their game's unique aesthetic, end quote. So that is going on. But now we get to PlayStation, because PlayStation did some updates. I didn't see anything from Xbox or Nintendo, but this is PlayStation. So we'll start with PushSquare.com. The PlayStation Portal now has a new firmware update, improved visuals, and enhanced cloud streaming. So if you have a PlayStation Portable, there is now a firmware update, which is now out, and has new graphics options and improved visuals. So having a download and patch in the system patch, the PlayStation Portal will have access to the 1080p high quality mode, and that will let the PlayStation 5 games look even better on the handheld device, prioritizing a smooth and higher fidelity experience. That's a quote, by the way. And the titles will run at a much higher bit rate, which is compared to the 1080p standard mode. So from the quick menu, you want to select max resolution and then pick 1080p high quality. So for the cloud streaming features on PlayStation Portal was also improved in the firmware update. And that's where you could see improved product detail page, the game invite, enhanced trophy notifications, and the improved search screen. Wasn't the only thing that got an update for PlayStation. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, so did PlayStation 4, because that got a 13.5 update, and that was very quiet. So within the 13.50 update, the patch notes did say, quote, we've improved the messages and usability on some screens, end quote. But there are not any security fixes, and this is probably the last update that the PlayStation 4 will have. So, Those are the updates for PlayStation. But what can be played on PlayStation and other consoles? Well, The Verge was talking about, and they were talking about Monster Hunter series, Street Fighter, Resident Evil. But Capcom now wants to get into that, especially with Pragmata, which does launch this April. So they played about 2 hours of Pragmata at Capcom's office in San Francisco there last week. And they said that the sci-fi third-person action game will let you play as two characters. So that made some of the gameplay did make them feel uneasy, because they had the feeling that some AI did induce some strangeness. Well, that doesn't show up in the enemies. So in level one, in their demo, they had a recreation of a city like New York, where the main street had some bright signs, screens, and lights, like Times Square. But it was not an accurate version. So within the lore of the game, AI might have created the space, and that's where the Pragmata team did look at the early generative AI videos. And this is where the producer, Naoto Oyama, did say, quote, "All of that is made by humans to look like an AI has 3D printed something wrong, but it's all human-made errors to make it look like AI," end quote. So if you want a little bit of explanation about Pragmata, well, there you go. But that's not the only thing that The Verge did say. Starfield is coming to PlayStation 5, and that is now official. And it'll launch on the Sony's console on April 7th. Now, this comes out about 3 years after Starfield hit the Xbox and PC. So there is going to be some stuff there, because this one includes the light bar, some adaptive triggers, and a touchpad. And that's for the PlayStation 5. Now, the 5 Pro will have two different modes. One is designed to enhance frame rate and other visuals. So there will be some options there. So for the updates, the first one is a paid expansion called Terran Armada. And that'll be a story update for the game, along with lines of 2024's Shattered Space, which does add a brand new quest line, which will include some fresh characters, locations, enemies, and quests. Bethesda did say that the DLC will let, quote, "players get the chance to shape the futures of humanity in space as they combat the incursions of the Terran Armada's robotic forces," end quote. But there's also a free update, which is called Free Lanes, and they'll add a lot to the game, including new locations, dungeons to explore, resources for weapons and ship upgrades, and another land vehicle, and the ability to access your storage and multiple outposts. Well, and a new crew member joining your squad. So there's a lot of things coming. Maybe they're good things, but this one could be real good. Netflix's Assassin's Creed series just got somebody new. Actually, 4 somebodies. And that was reported by Variety via Eurogamer.com. Noomi Rapace, Ramsey Bedia, Sean Harris, and Corrado Invernizzi. They're coming to the show. Rapace was in Jack Ryan, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and The Girl Who Played with Fire, and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. Bedia was in The Money and Blood and Haunted Minds. Harris was in Mission Impossible, the series, as Solomon Lance, and The Stranger as well. And that was alongside Rapace. Now, these people will portray some characters, but the characters are unknown at this point. And the publication did say that they will have some recurring roles. So if you're into that stuff, Assassin's Creed, the show's really good, I assume. So enjoy it. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.